Well, there are two kinds of resurrection narratives. One kind is the kind that is really to the apostles. And as we shall see, as I kind of unravel these things in the upcoming days, Jesus really appears to the apostles almost like God himself, right? I mean, they are seeing a theophany, an appearance of God, right? They're seeing him come in glory and power. It scares them. I mean, the powerful manifestation, the glorious manifestation, so great that it really scares them, and they have kind of some trouble identifying Jesus in this very powerful manifestation, this appearance of God, and then they recognize, you know, that it's Jesus when he shows them the wounds of the crucifixion in his very powerful appearance. And that's really the kinds of, and we'll unpack those in upcoming days. But today's gospel reading, the one that where Jesus is appearing to the women, and particularly to Mary Magdalene, as we heard about in today's gospel, it's a very different kind of appearance. And it kind of correlates with Jesus' appearance, too, to the apostles going to Emmaus, or Emmaus, as it might be pronounced. As they're going, to Emmaus, remember, you know, Jesus can appear any way he wants. He's completely transformed. He's not a resuscitated corpse anymore. He can come appearing like God, or he can appear like a gardener, or he can appear like a total stranger. And recall on the road to Emmaus, and we'll read about that, and, you know, that hey, what are you guys talking about on as you go on your way, you know? And, of course, we'll talk about but his technique in just a moment. And now we got Mary today. It's the same technique. It's very different from, you know, the appearance of the apostles, which is kind of a theophany. It's the same thing. Jesus comes and he appears like a gardener. She doesn't even know who he is, you know. And, of course, because he wants her to recognize him not from his physical sight. And we'll see this with the apostles on the way to Emmaus. He doesn't want them to recognize him by how he looks. You know, hey, you look just like Jesus of Nazareth. He wants them to recognize him through their hearts. And, of course, we'll see what reels the apostles in a couple of days on the way to Emmaus. But today with Mary Magdalene, what reels her in is the sheer pronunciation of her name. It's that which gets her. There's something familiar, not just about the voice, not just about the tone of voice, the familiarity, but the deep, deep love that Jesus has for her. And, of course, you know, she first turns to him, he kind of is official, you know, woman, why are you weeping? You know, and of course, oh, if you've taken his body, just tell me where it is and I'll go take him. You know, she's just blurting out whatever she can. And of course, you know, at that point, Jesus turns to him, to her, and says, Mary. And just that one word, that one name, just the way it's done, you know, bingo, without having any kind of ability to recognize him through her physical sight, literally she knows who it is, and she blurts out this very affectionate, it's not just rabbi, but it's Rabboni, you know, it's almost like, you know, great and affectionate teacher, you know, I mean, you know, it's a teacher's not just not the right word, but Rabboni, you know, great and affectionate teacher, and she knows right away, you know, who it is. And, of course, the minute she does, you know, she wants to grab him, you know, because she, you know, she is so happy to see him. And, of course, Jesus has to tell her, don't cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, right? This is the appearance to the women, the appearance to the disciples at Emmaus, right? Hasn't, you know, he says, but go tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. So when Jesus appears to the apostles later, get ready, because it's going to be kaboom, right? And that's going to be a very different kind of, he's going to have to calm them down, right? And of course, but this, it's so just typical of Jesus. You know, it just, we'll see his style. He'll see his preference for the heart. You know, and we'll see in Emmaus too, you know. What are you guys discussing? Oh, you're kidding. Jesus was killed. What was that all about? You know, and finally, of course, you know, he hooks them in, you know. And of course, and once he's got them hooked and they're curious, he's revealing the things to, you know. He says, well, I got to go. Take care, you know. And of course, wait. You got to stay with us, you know, for the night, you know. You hook them more, reeling them in, you know, and finally the breaking of the bread, you know, and kabumo, you know. But just watch how he does it. Watch how love is the revealing factor. Watch how they recognize him in their hearts. Watch how that recognition becomes, of course, the bonding, you know, relationship with him that will take them into the risen life with him. It's the typical technique of Jesus, the God-man, but yet the God of gentle love, who reveals himself both in power and in gentleness. Amen.